Ais, con cacio, popcorn al vino. Ciccia, ciccia è ora di cancio, canciare mais. Ciccia, ciccia è mais, con cacio, popcorn al vino.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself! Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself for July 4th. The show fell on July 4th, 2022. I guess this is a patriotic show. I will...
States too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this world with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, of corruption, can't the U.S. use a faggot boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. Judge me by my preference in sex. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I wanna be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
Drives and rides so through the perilous fight. Are the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming? And the
earlier, the national anthem thing.
Yeah, and that was the big watershed.
Yeah, right. And it's one of those things now, like when you look back at it, mm-hmm. it's hard to believe it got as big as it did. But
yeah, it was just, it wasn't a televised baseball game.
Yeah.
And it was Working Woman's Night. So I was America's most famous working woman. And the guy who owned the Roseanne Show owned the Padres.
Right.
So it was a regular hookup thing. And, you know, the night before I did it, man, I want to say from my Shirley Temple days of, you know, being one of the greatest singers that ever lived. I thought, no, but yeah, I could sing good. I could sing well. And I had practiced for a long time to sing it. The night before I sang it, I went on Johnny Carson again, and Johnny says, now you be careful not to start too high, because then he named Robert Goulet, who had started too high and screwed it up, and everyone hated him and all
sure.
that. So, of course, I started too high, mm-hmm. and like about six notes into it, I was like, can I stop and start again? But I knew I couldn't, so I knew there's no way I'm going to make those high notes, so I just thought, what the hell, I'm a comic and I'm going to make it funny, because I have like way overshot my wad here on the starting too high thing. And yeah, it was going from being a beloved person to a despised and hated person literally overnight. And by the time I got home from the baseball thing, I was on a private jet owned by the Padres, and as I boarded the jet, they said, don't worry about a thing. We've got your back. And by the time I landed, they said, we have no idea how she got on the field.
Just a little red. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right?
It matters not to you how people suffer. And should they, you consider that a game. You bring a lot of trouble to the town and then you leave. That's part of your communistic game. I detect a little communism. I can see it in the things you do. Communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right?
Your followers sometimes have been a bearded, bathless bunch. There's even been a minister or two. A priest, a nun, a rabbi, and an educated man have listened and been taken in by you. All the country's full of two-faced politicians who encourage you with words that go like this. Burn your draft card if you like, it's good to disagree. That's a get-acquainted communistic kiss. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
One politician said it would be nice to send some blood and help the enemy in Vietnam. That's what he says, here's what I say. Let's just say, let's send that politician mad. Let's rid the country of missions who coddle tramps that march out in our street. Protesting those who want to fight for freedom, my friend. This kind of leader makes our country weak. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
Let's look and find the strong and able leaders. It's time we found just how our neighbors stand. If we're to win this war with communism, let's fight it here as well as Vietnam. Let's rise as one and meet our obligations, so communistic boots will never trod across the fields of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God. Across the fields of freedom that were given to us with a blessing of our great almighty God.
America is like a giant retarded trust fund kid with nuclear weapons when you think about it. And we just go to other countries and ruin them. You know? We just like, this country's nice. Could we have Disney World here? Well, this is Paris. Disney World! All right. Jesus. Please don't blow us up. Okay. What's this place? Biblevania? Israel. I want a water slide! The median IQ in this country is 100. That means half the population, double-digit IQs. And we still rule the planet? That's like the special ed kids running a high school, you know? It's like, we're having a pizza party! Shouldn't we study pizza? All right, fine, you win. Good.
Mr. President, your stimulus is sure to bust. It's just a socialistic scheme. The only thing it will do is kill the American dream. You want to take from achievers? Somehow you think that's fair. And redistribute to those folks who won't get out of the easy chair. We're having a tea party across this land. If you love this country, come on and join our band. We're standing up for freedom and liberty. So when they call you a racist, 'cause you disagree, it's just another of their dirty tricks to silence you and me. I believe in the Constitution and all it stands for. Anyone who tramples it should be booted out the door. We're having a tea party across this land. If you love this country. So-called peace crowd do. We're talking peaceful protests to defend the red, white, and blue. We gotta vote out these clowns who don't love the USA. We stay up late, losing sleep, fearing what the French might say. We're having a tea party across this land. If you love this country, come on and join our band. We're standing up. Because patriots have shown us freedom and greed. We're having a tea party across this land. If you love this country, come on and join our band. We're standing up for freedom and liberty. Because patriots have shown us freedom and greed.
Free. United States dollar took another pounding on German French hinges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41%, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans, least appreciated people in all the world. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Well, who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bond and no one has sent a dollar to help. And to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up. And their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. And I was there. I saw that. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. And now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, war-mongering Americans. Now, I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplane. Come on now, you, let's hear it. Does any country in the world have a plane to equal a Boeing jumbo jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you find men on the moon, not once but several times, and safely home again. Americans put theirs right off for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They're right here on our streets in Toronto. Most of them, unless they're breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend up here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said to hell with the rest of the world? Let somebody else buy the bonds. Let somebody else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France and Germany and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both of them are still broke. I can name to you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name to me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Canadian who is damn tired of hearing them kicked around. They'll come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they're entitled to thumb their noses at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these. But there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans this morning that it was broke. This year's disasters, with the year less than half over, has taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
The other day on radio, I heard your moving letter. You're right, we're down, but it's okay. We'll soon be doing better. You see, as a nation, we're very young, but we've done a lot of living. Unfair fight. We've cared and interceded. But as you say, we get no thanks. Instead, somehow we're hated. Time after time it's proven so. We're not appreciated. But you know what? This world is made of givers and of takers. And we, it seems, were meant to give, to be doormats, peacemakers. Too many times our fine young men have gone in droves like cattle across the sea to lose their lives in someone else's battle. Arlington losses, but with unnecessary rows replaced. As a nation that's young, we're telling quite a story. We've left our footprints on this earth, and on the moon, old glory. We are a nation under God, and surely He sustains us through every setback that we have, through every war that drains us. So, Gordon Sinclair, thanks a lot. Your words are reassuring, but please don't worry, we'll survive and do some more maturing. Our teapot domes, our water gates, our every scrape and scandal will not defeat us, but improve our skills and how to handle. It may be that we are not wise to show the world our fumbles, revealing all our inner strife, our discontents and grumbles, but we are frank, perhaps naive. We do not hide our errors. No, we parade them honestly, with truths our standard bearers. Perhaps in time we'll realize, in our concern for others, we cannot feed the whole. We would pray if we should cease our universal mission, that caring would not be. Take this appreciation. With love from these United States, still this great world's greatest nation.
Well, I'm getting mighty tired seeing hippies run wild and burning down the school, stepping on the flag. Things are getting out of hand when you read about a man that'll burn his draft card, but hang around the pool room and brag. Some folks think it's okay, but I wasn't raised that way, and I won't be satisfied till I've had my say. It's America, you got no right to deceive it.
It's the best there is.
You'd better believe it.
Good men gave their lives
so we could live to see it.
It's America, love it or leave it. They can always move. That's what democracy means anyway. It's America, you got no right to deceive it. It's the best there is,
and you better believe it.
Good men gave their lives
so we could live to see it.
It's America, love it or leave it. It's America, love it or leave it.
America, my home, sweet home.
There are those that claim ours is a sick society. That our government is sick, our country is sick, that we are sick. Well, maybe they're right. I submit that I'm sick, and maybe you are too. I'm sick of having policemen ridiculed and called pigs, while cop killers are hailed as some kind of folk hero. I'm sick of being told that religion is the opiate of the people, but marijuana should be legalized. I'm sick of commentators and columnists canonizing anarchists, revolutionaries, and criminal rapists, but condemning law enforcement when such criminals are brought to justice. And I'm sick of being told that pornography is the right of a free press, But freedom of the press does not include being able to read the Bible on school grounds. I'm sick of paying more and more taxes to build schools while I see some faculty members encouraging students either to tear them down or burn them. And I'm sick of Supreme Court decisions which turn criminals loose on society while other decisions try to take away my means of protecting my home and family. And I'm sick of being told that policemen are mad dogs who should not have guns, but that criminals who use guns to rob, maim, and murder should be understood and helped back to society. Baloney. I'm sick of riots, marches, protests. Sick of hearing the same phrases, the same slogans, the cries of people who must chant the same thing like zombies because they haven't the capacity for verbalizing thought. And I'm sick of those that say I owe them this or that because of the sins of my forefathers, when I have looked down both ends of a gun barrel to defend their rights and their liberties, their families. I'm sick of cynical attitudes toward patriotism. I'm sick of politicians with no backbone. I'm sick of permissiveness, sick of the dirty, the foul mouth, the unwashed, sick of the decline of personal honesty, personal integrity. Since most of all, though, I'm sick of being told that I'm sick and my country's sick. When we have the greatest nation that man has ever brought forth on the face of the earth. Yes, I may be sick, but if I'm only sick, I can get well. I can help my society get well, my country get well. Take note, all of you. You will not find me throwing a rock or a bomb, and you will not find me under a placard. You will not see me take to the streets, but you will find me at work, paying taxes, serving in the community where I live. And you'll find me contributing my time, money, and personal influence, church, nation's pain, eliminate hunger and generate brotherhood. But most of all, you'll find me at the polling place, there, if you listen, of the common man. There, all of us can cast our vote for an America where people can walk the streets without fear.
Turn on the TV each day and see someone who we all respect in each and every way. Someone who believes in God and isn't ashamed to say the kind of man that makes you proud. You were born in the USA. Our kids go to school like when we were kids and have the right to pray. When we go to work, we'll know deep in our hearts that they're gonna be okay. And we're gonna have the chance to keep a little more from our hard work every day. The kind of man that makes you proud. You were born in the USA. George Bush, lead on, let's help him all get out of his way. George Bush, lead on, and make a new start today. And make the world proud of us once again, of this good old USA. We can stand up tall and tell our kids, this is gonna be your someday.
race from sea to shining sea, where the family is number one. We respect the red, white, and blue. He'll bring the country together, make it better for me and you. George Bush, lead on. Let's help him all get out of his way. George Bush, lead on. And make a new start today. And make the world proud of us once again. Of this good old USA. We'll stand up tall and tell our kids this is gonna be your someday. George Bush, lead on. Let's help him all get out of his way. George Bush, lead on. And
hey, oh, behave, hi, hi.
We can stand up tall and tell our kids this is gonna be your someday. We can stand up tall and tell our kids we're proud of the USA.
Well, I know some people don't like you to talk about those things. I know that. Some people don't like you to mention certain things. Some people don't want you to say this. Some people don't want you to say that. Some people think if you mention some things, they might happen. Some people are really fucking stupid. Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy. You say, this guy is fucking stupid. Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're full of shit. That doesn't take very long to spot either, does it? Take you about the same amount of time. You'll be listening to some guy and say, well, he's fairly intelligent. He's full of shit. Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're not full of shit, they're fucking nuts! Dan Quayle is all three! All three! Stupid, full of shit, and fucking nuts! And where did he get that wife of his? Have you taken a good look at that Marilyn Quayle? Where did he get her? At a Halloween party or something? She looks like Prince Charles, for Christ's sakes. Let me ask you something. Does he actually have to fuck that woman? Huh? God help him. I wouldn't fuck her with a stolen dick. That's my political humor. People like it when you're topical.
We'll be right back.
인생 몇 방 남아낸 내정 간섭 깡패의 나라
Fucking USA
아직도 미국이 아름다운 나라인가 아직도 북한이 죽여야 할 적인가 얼마나 더 당해야 정신을 차릴 건가 이제는 외치리라
예기고
미국 놈들 통일되면 두고 보자 당당한 나라
통일한 후
민족의 힘으로 통일을 하리라 당당한 나라
통일한 후
우리의 피눈물을 똑똑히 기억하라 군단의 원효
Fucking USA
노군의 학살을 똑똑히 기억하라 살인자 나라
Fucking USA
Keep America great. Gotta stick to our guns. Keep the freedom we won. Keep America great. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote. It's time to pray. Let's join as one. Let me hear you say, Vote Trump 2020. Go Trump 2020. Vote Trump 2020. Vote Trump! Keep America first. Keep America strong. We are all in the fight for our God-given rights. Keep America one. One, two, three, four. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote. It's time to pray. If you love your flag, let me see it wave. Vote Trump 2020. Vote Trump 2020, vote Trump, 2020, vote Trump. Four more years, come on everybody, four more years, come on everybody, four more years, come on everybody, four more years. There will never be another USA, freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote, it's time to pray. Join as one, let me hear you say Vote Trump 2020, go Trump 2020, vote Trump 2020, vote Trump Keep America great Keep America great
As an occupational therapist, I get extremely excited when parents tell me that their baby started to throw food from the dining table or the high chair because it lets me know that they're developing great hand skills and also now have the ability of object permanency, which is amazing. But I totally understand why parents find it extremely irritating and they just want some strategies to teach their baby to stop throwing food. So that's exactly what this video is, and you're going to learn all the tips that you need to know to stop your baby throwing food from the high chair or the dining table. The other reason your baby might be throwing food is that they've learnt cause and effect or object permanency, which means that they know the item still exists when it's no longer in their eyesight, so they might deliberately drop it off the high chair and then they'll look to see where it falls on the ground and then they'll get the next piece of food. As therapists, we get extremely excited about this, but I know it's frustrating for parents. What happens though is when your baby learns this cause and effect, which they will do, they are guaranteed gonna start throwing food. So what you do when you see your baby going to throw food is I would gently guide their hand back to the tray or the table, and I would say food stays on the table or in your mouth.
Yes, how to stop your baby from throwing food. An apt analysis. Let me do the back announce here. I will leave everybody to draw their own conclusions from what I've played. Let's see. What did we play here on Stop Hitting Yourself? As we get into the last, 3 minutes here? Yeah, something like that. Oh, wow, I've got a bit of time. Let's see. What did we have right before? Oh, the... A campaign song from 2020 from Camille and Haley, the Trump 2020 song. Before that, George Carlin with Some People Are Stupid. Before that, I played the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. You know, a hit on this show, Fucking USA. I think that's a FMU find from a few years back. It was mixed into something before, and then somebody found the actual real, not real, but the original recording of that. Probably put out. I'm sure it was put out for young people in North Korea, and I'm sure they took it for what it was, which is really stupid. So before that, Some People Are Stupid, George Carlin, campaign song from George for George Bush too. That was George Bush for RUSA by Vince Hatfield. Before that, I'm a Sick American by the Cathedrals. It's America, Love It or Leave It by Ernest Tubb. There's a few things from the 60s here. I mean, the things are so cyclical. An American's Answer to Gordon Sinclair from, you know, the original Gordon Sinclair address that came out during the Nixon administration, I believe. So before that, of course, Gordon Sinclair, the simpering Canadian. Not that all are, but that one was. Poor Gordon Sinclair. I wonder what happened to him. Rebel Yell by Jimmy Gansberg. A nice break there. After the American Tea Party Anthem by Lloyd Marcus. America, the Retarded Trust Fund Kid by from Patton Oswalt's Feeling Kind of Patton album. And, oh, the Showbiz Soccer Team. I don't know where they were from. For some reason, I get the feeling they were from Britain. I'm not sure. That was from the 365 Days Project, too, originally. America the Beautiful by Debbie Fagnano. We ran out of music. Let me put America the Beautiful back on again. And Columbia, Gem of the Ocean. That's such a great background. What have I got? All right. I've burned up to almost 30 seconds. Before America the Beautiful was Ain't I Right by Johnny Freedom or Bobby Sykes, who apparently did that song in for Marty Robbins, who wrote it and tried to put it on one of his albums, but the record company Columbia, whoever, wouldn't let him release it. Filthy Flag, Westboro Baptist Church. Of course, we've heard that before. Our Beautiful Flag is Crying by Lily D.A., I can't remember what year that's from. Sounds like the 70s. Roseanne Barr actually singing the Star-Spangled Banner from 1990 before the Padres game, the thing that put her on the map probably, and then a little explanation of that after it from a Sirius XM show. Star-Spangled Banner, Waving Somewhere by Peter Grudzin. I've played that before too. And Starting Everything. Oh, no. America's Waiting, David Byrne and Brian Eno from Life in the Bush of Ghosts album. Starting the whole set was Star-Spangled Banner on Car Horns by Wendy Chambers. This has been Stop Hitting Yourself, and stay tuned for Austin with Dime Store Radio Theater. Thank you.
Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. And to help you celebrate the 4th of July, we have selected some stories that will remind you of the true meaning of this occasion. Patriotic and law-abiding stories that get to the heart of truth, justice, and the American way. With savings like you've never heard of before. It's our annual 4th of July sale with deals and savings as a special thank you to you, our listening audience. Our first installment this week, Box 13, with The Philanthropist.
Box 13, with the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd, as Dan Holliday.
dear Box 13, care of the Star Times. If that there ad of yours is on the level, if you'll go anyplace, do anything, I'll be waiting for you at 3 tomorrow afternoon in the park. I'll be sitting on one of the benches near the lake.
I'll be sitting on one of the benches near the lake. And you'll know me because I got red hair. That was the letter written on the back of an old handbill. Poor Red. I wonder if he would have written a letter had he known what was going to happen. You know, I think maybe he would have.
Box 13 is brought to you by Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations. And this week, brought to you by the Acme Home Depot's annual 4th of July sale. Be it home electronics or bathroom hair tonics, the Acme Home Depot has everything you need, all at one low, low price. And today, take advantage of our 4th of July sale, where you save 4% on every transaction you make. It's all part of our annual 4th of July sale at your local Acme Home Depot, where you can get deals and a whole lot more. Now, we return you to Box 13, here on Dime Store Radio Theater.
And now, back to Box 13 and Dan Holliday's newest adventure, The Philanthropist.
It's sure dirty and all full of finger marks.
Ah, Susie, don't be a snob.
I'm not, Mr. Holliday, but it's very evident that this person isn't too particular.
Why, Susie, you went through a whole sentence without shifting gears.
Oh, I can be careful of my renunciation if I want to be.
Oh, Susie, you had to spoil it. Never mind, it's a fine day, so I'll be in the park by 3 o'clock to see what Red has on his mind. It was just 3 when I turned into the park. The benches by the lake were pretty well filled, and I looked around for one that was being held down by a person with red hair, and I saw it. Susie must have been psychic, only she wouldn't have pronounced it that way. Red was dressed in a suit that must have had a tentative date with a pressing iron maybe 10 years before, and didn't keep it. If he had ever shaved, the shock had been too great for his face, and he had stopped. His red hair bounced out of his head like wires, and he was eating peanuts. Good afternoon, Red.
Huh? Oh, hiya, chum.
Mind if I sit down?
Well, it's a democracy, ain't it? Drop, chum.
You wrote to Box 13, didn't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah.
He gave me the once-over, but good. He seemed to be satisfying himself that he'd want to talk to me. He must have checked an okay because...
That ad of yours, was it on the level?
On the level, Red.
How'd you know my name?
Hunch. I have an intuitive sense for names.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Peanut?
Oh, thanks.
Gotta pick them up fast before the pigeons snag them. What's the matter?
Nothing, then.
Say, how comes a guy like you sticks that ad in the paper?
Adventure. I use the plots for my fiction, if they're any good.
Oh, you're right, huh?
Well, that's my bread and butter.
Tough racket?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I guess. But you make a lot of dough?
It all depends. How about you?
I'm retired.
Oh. What's on your mind, Red?
What's your name?
Dan. Dan Holliday.
Uh-huh. Okay, Dan. Peanut?
No, thanks.
Okay. Dan, I want to know where my pal is.
Your pal? Is he missing?
Yeah. We left Shy together. Then the Yard Bulls cut a fast clip on us and we do a split.
In other words, you were separated by railroad detectives.
Yeah. Best way to keep him being jugged up on a bag charge. Well, anyway, we're supposed to meet him in town.
And he didn't show up.
Yeah. I got in late. Had to stop off in Indianapolis. So I go to the place where Suki told me to...
Suki? Is that his name?
I guess. I ain't never heard him say no other one.
All right, and then what?
Well, we was going to meet here at the Hope Rescue Mission. You know where it is?
I think so. At least I know the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I wait 5 days. But no Suki. I get worried. I ask around. But nobody's seen Suki.
Well, maybe he changed his plans, Red.
Without consulting me, Mr. Suki wouldn't leave without me. We're pals, buddies. We've been hitting roads for 5 years together. Something's happened to Suki.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I thought maybe you could help me look for him.
Well, look, Red, the police could...
You kidding?
But if he's missing, they can locate him for you.
One bag missing ain't nothing, mister. Something bad's happened to Suki.
Well, how do you know?
Because one of the bows in the jungle said Suki was talking about a job. That funny, mister?
Look, Red, maybe Suki did get the job and...
Then why ain't I heard from him?
Maybe you will sooner or later.
You ain't gonna help me then.
But what can I possibly do, Red? In a city this size,
it's... Yeah, I get it. In a city this size, nobody cares none about a guy like Suki. Except maybe a guy like me. He pulled me out from under a freight once. Almost got it himself by doing it. I like Suki.